Welcome to Twist for the week of February 13th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax, State and Local Tax Practice. First up today, we have certain pending sales and use tax bills to cover. In Minnesota, House File 580 would require a retailer who makes a retail delivery to add to the price a 40-cent retail delivery fee effective January 1, 2024. This retail delivery fee would be similar to the fee that has been imposed in Colorado since last July. The fee was applied to deliveries of taxable items and clothing, notwithstanding the fact that Minnesota generally exempts clothing from sales and use tax. Certain bills have recently been proposed that would clarify or revise how states tax digital products and services and software. In Arizona, House Bill 2585 would adopt a new transaction privilege tax digital goods classification, which is comprised of the business of selling, leasing, or licensing the use of pre-written computer software or providing specified digital goods. The tax imposed under the digital goods classification would not apply to sales of certain services, including digital services, which would be defined to include cloud-based or remotely accessed software. In Georgia, House Bill 170 would impose sales and use tax on digital products, which would include digital services. However, the bill would adopt two new sales and use tax exemptions. The first would exempt from sales and use tax sales of digital services to end users on a subscription or membership basis, providing the end user with a limited right to access or utilize such digital services for a period of at least 30 days and not more than 1 year. The second new exemption would apply to sales of pre-written computer software or digital products sold to commercial enterprises and primarily used for commercial purposes. In Minnesota, House File 468 would revise the definition of a sale and purchase to include the charge made to a purchaser for the right to access and use pre-written computer software where possession of the software is maintained by the seller or a third party. Finally, Mississippi House Bill 968 would impose tax specifically on computer software services and computer services. Computer software service would be defined to include computer software accessed remotely via the internet, regardless of whether the software resides on a server located inside or outside of Mississippi. In other news, the Missouri Administrative Hearing Commission recently concluded that a taxpayer was not prohibited from claiming a resale exemption for purchases of IT equipment because the equipment was ultimately purchased for resale. The Department of Revenue had asserted that the taxpayer who modified the equipment at its Missouri warehouse before it was sold to affiliates exercised more control over the use of the purchased IT equipment than was permitted to claim a resale exemption. However, the commission disagreed, noting that the taxpayer ultimately resold the property and tax was paid on the selling price. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.